From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. UN peace talks on ending the war in Syria started in Geneva Friday despite a boycott by the main opposition group. The talks started with a meeting at the UN offices in Geneva between Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, and a Syrian government delegation headed by Syria's ambassador to the UN. After the meeting, de Mistura said he hoped to meet with representatives of the opposition group, the Higher Negotiations Committee, on Sunday.
I have good reasons to believe that they are actually considering this very seriously, and therefore to be in a position on probably Sunday to actually start the discussions with them and in order to be able to proceed with the intra-Syrian talks.
The HNC said it would send a small team of representatives to Geneva late Saturday to talk with UN officials, but not to negotiate. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that he welcomed the participation of the Higher Negotiations Committee. An outbreak of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas comes at a very inconvenient time, just as thousands of people are preparing to go to Brazil later this year for the Summer Olympics. That means the Games could serve as a springboard to transmit the virus around the world. But Dr. Beth Bell of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told VOA that for most people, Zika is not a problem. It can cause mild flu-like symptoms. However, the virus can also cause babies to be born with a serious condition called microcephaly, for which there is no treatment. This is VOA News. 5 people died and 18 others were wounded when attackers struck a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia during Friday prayer services. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, it was at least the 5th such attack in less than a year.
Amateur video shows panic among worshippers inside the Imam Ridda Mosque as a bomb goes off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. Men can be heard shouting religious slogans as the lights go out and the sound of gunshots can be heard. Eyewitness Mohammed Al-Ahmed told Saudi TV that worshippers inside the mosque blocked its doors after the attack began, but that one of the terrorists was able to enter after the blast. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
President Barack Obama met with his defense chief on Friday as the White House ramps up its strategy to defeat Islamic State and thwart the group's attempts to expand beyond Iraq and Syria into Libya. Mr. Obama met with Secretary of Defense Ash Carter after directing his security team to intensify those elements of our strategy that are showing progress. That includes the use of U.S. Special Expeditionary Forces to carry out raids, free hostages, capture Islamic State leaders, and gather intelligence. Authorities in Burundi have released 2 foreign journalists one day after they were arrested in the capital city. VOA's Central Africa Service reports that British photographer Phil Moore and the Africa chief for the French daily Le Monde, Jean-Philippe Remy, were released on Friday. It says that none of the 2 men's equipment was returned after they refused to disclose the passwords to their smartphones. Their media accreditations have also been revoked. Le Monde says Moore and Remy were arrested while meeting with government opponents. Says that both men were working for the paper and were doing their job by meeting with all parties involved in Burundi's political crisis. The U.S. economy, the world's largest, barely advanced in the last 3 months of 2015. The Commerce Department said Friday that the anemic growth, just 0.7%, reflected weaker consumer spending, investment cutbacks by businesses, and slowing exports. For all of 2015, the U.S. economy advanced 2.4%. That's the same as 2014, and just slightly ahead of the 2.1% average since 2010. On Wall Street, all 3 major indices closed higher. European and Asian markets were also up. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.